Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and a Falcon Monday. And now we're joined by Foye Aluokun, who is our player spotlight on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. And Foye, there's no way to slice this. It's not been a good start for you guys for this year. What's the mood, I guess, like for you guys as players in handling how this is going?
We try to stay as positive as we can be, really just coming in trying to find a way or find whatever we need to do in order to, you know, get that win. We know we're very capable of doing it, and just every day looking at film, figuring out what we need to do better and being honest with ourselves each and every play.
Yeah, the mindset of having played and having had to go through some of these situations before myself, I know a lot of times you lean as a young player. This is only your second season, coming off an outstanding year a year ago as a linebacker for the Falcons. I leaned on the veteran players. And what are you getting from some of the veteran players that are, I would assume, probably echoing what you just said, but who are those guys that you kind of lean on that kind of help you through some of this stuff?
I mean, we just in the linebacker room, Deion and Devondre do a good job. You know, they're scrappy players, really. Like, you can't really fault their effort. Every play, no matter what's happened, no matter what the score of the game is, they're going to be scrapping our D lines the same way. They're always going to give max effort, getting to the quarterback or, you know, filling up the run fits and stuff. So looking at those guys every play in our locker room, we just got to find a way, got to find the answers in order to get better.
These things tend to linger. I mean, the media makes it linger. You got to keep answering questions like the couple that I've just asked you. You know, you hear a lot of noise around your coach, a lot of noise around how the team's played. What do you, in your mind, do with that to try to get that out of there? Because that's not going to help you win a game.
No. I mean, the media don't help us win games either. So it's like I don't really listen to them. I hear them, but I'm not listening to them. Because when we start doing well, like, they're just going to flip, you know, saying, oh, I knew this team was good all along and whatever. So that's just how – like, they're just fans, right? Right? Like, I was a fan of the St. Louis Rams back in the day, like – you know, whether we were 2-1 whatever, I was saying we was going to win the Super Bowl the next year. So it's like they want to see us do our best because that's the team they root for. So, and in our locker room, that's what we focus on, just winning games. They're going to be, you know, saying whatever they want to say, but they're not really helping us win games or lose games. It's on us, really.
Let's dive into this game then for you. This was a game that I thought that from a game plan standpoint, number one was to take Gurley out of the game. Certainly their run game, but Gurley being the featured part of that. When you looked at the tape, you guys did a hell of a job of doing that. Debo did a nice job of blitzing through the A-gap. I thought you made a number of plays, so did Devondre at the linebacker spot. But as you saw the tape, just defending the run, tell me what you guys thought about that effort.
I think we did really well defending the run. There's still plays that we could have done better, too. I'm sorry, you can't play a perfect game of football, but in terms of filling the gaps and shooting the gaps when we needed to, expecting the plays due to formations, we did a good job of recognizing and filling the run up.
There was a lot of mix of pressures. I thought you guys did a number of things where you maybe had a 3-man pass rush, mm-hmm. or there was 6-man pressures. Mm-hmm. You got home on a play, and I'll discuss that one with you in a moment, but I'm still mind-boggled with that. But I'll ask you about that in a moment. Tell me about that in trying to get home. And there was a lot of frustration, and I don't think anybody's more frustrated than a defense is when they can't get the quarterback on the ground, yet you are around him a ton. Mm-hmm. How much is that fuel maybe finally breaking through and getting him on the ground?
I mean, we put a lot of time in the offseason, our pressure package, and really all it is it's very detailed. So we have a lot of different ways to get to the quarterback, a lot of different pressures that we have. Just every one of them has their little details, what's that word, intricacies or whatever.
Yeah.
So just being on top of those and, you know, play in, play out, you got to be on top of every one of them in order for the pressures to work. But when they do, they're, like, really good. Like, when you saw me get to the quarterback, that was just – we ran it perfectly.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got the penalty, but it's plays like that that you can start to see more of when we're running everything right.
Foye Aluokun, our guest here on the Player Spotlight on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show, and I know this is kind of a tenuous topic because you're not really allowed to talk about calls. Did you get an explanation as to what you need to do to prevent that from being a penalty? Because I think anybody that's watched football thinks it's physically impossible for you to not land on the quarterback on the play. What do you need to do? Did it get explained to you by Coach Quinn, or what do you need to do?
I mean, Coach Quinn thinks it's just the landing on the quarterback rule. You know, in that play, just how I tackled him. I mean, by the laws of physics, it's kind of impossible for me to twist off of him in midair after I hit him solidly, like cleanly up top. But I guess while probably how I went into the tackle was going to how I'm going to have to change getting the quarterback down. But I mean, when you see the quarterback there about to throw the ball, you're not really thinking about, oh, I have to hit him up this way or that way. So it's going to be tough for defenders to adjust to that rule. But if they're going to call it that way, it's something that we got to do.
Yeah, it actually puts you in harm's way trying to put your arms out. It puts you in a situation where you hurt your shoulders, elbows, trying to prevent yourself from falling on the quarterback. That's me talking, not Foye Aluokun, who is our guest here on the Player Spotlight on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, Foye, as you look forward now and begin to kind of concentrate on next opponent, and that's what you got to do, right?
Yep.
You can't do anything about what's gone by. You obviously fix the mistakes, but get ready for Seattle Seahawks. Would that be – is that kind of the analogy that you would use? Is that what you'd think from a preparation? I mean, you can't do anything about what's already gone
yeah.
by.
Yeah, just prepare better. Like, figure out what we need to do, and that's basically it. Like, it's next week, next game. 16 of them guaranteed right in the season, so can't really harp on the ones we did in the past. Learn from them and then try to apply them to the next game as quick as possible.
91 tackles for you a year ago. I think when you came in as a sixth-round draft pick out of Yale, you were trying to fight to make the football team, be mm-hmm. a contributor in some capacity. You look up and you start 7 of the 16 games, and you're playing throughout all 16 games. That linebacker, Debo, went down, as we know, but you fought your way onto the field and played your way onto the field. When you reflect back on that performance as a rookie, what did you want to work on in the offseason to make your game a little bit better?
Definitely my covering skills, my tackling, open field tackling I wanted to work on. Just basically there were some plays that I feel like I left on the field when I was in position to make a play and I didn't end up making it. So I went and worked on like basically just my lower body strength and agility, and also just like being stable at point of contact. I was working on that a lot this offseason, so it's helped out for me. Like, I'm playing a lot more special teams this year, mm-hmm. So it's helped out in that aspect too.
Yeah, the versatile Foye Aluokun, our guest here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, Foye, when you start talking about developing your game, were you surprised? What was that moment for you? Was there a moment in 2018 that you said, you know what? Yeah, I can play at this level. I can get it done. Or did you already have that kind of that feeling in your mind? I guess you got to have that a little bit anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was more because coming from Yale all year is that, like, the athletes weren't as good or you might not match up as well. So when I came into that rookie mini camp and I found out, like, I was still, you know, a good athlete compared to the rest of the guys coming in, it was like, all right. Then I went through training camp and then I kind of got adjusted to the team speed that we have and how fast linemen move and the gap schemes and stuff. It's like, all right. So it was more just recognizing where I needed to be on each play. And I think my athleticism has always been, you know, good throughout my whole life to where it's not really something I need to worry about. So as soon as I was confident in that, like I knew as long as I was where I was supposed to be, I can always make a play.
I kept hearing, and when I talked to the scouts and the coaches after last year's draft, where do you see this kid from Yale, man? He can fly around and make some plays. And as it turned out, you had to play a little quicker than maybe they thought you were going to play.
Yeah.
How was that? Was that like drinking through a fire hose, trying to figure out what the defenses were and get where you're supposed to get to?
Yeah, I mean, every week was a learning process for me. I think Coach even mentioned it, like, during last year, like at the beginning of the week, especially if I'm facing a new offense, it would be like stuff is happening a million miles an hour. And then as the week goes on, like just going through film a lot, trying to get ready for the game, things slow down like towards the end of the week for me. But now this year has like been a lot better because I can recognize things like right off the bat. But, yeah, it was crazy because, I mean, just going for that first game where I played like four snaps against the Eagles and then going after Debo got hurt, got thrown into the fire. It was like I had to grow up quick, really.
Right.
So,
that's exactly right. Yeah, okay. So you got Seattle coming in, and it's a team you haven't seen, but it's Russell Wilson. You know, Russell Wilson, you've watched him play. Russell playing at an MVP level, really, at the quarterback spot. They're coming off a tough loss at home against Baltimore. You've seen some quarterbacks like this already. Mariota can move around. Obviously, Deshaun Watson, extremely mobile. Mm-hmm. What is the first thing that comes to mind you think Russell Wilson, and I know you haven't seen any tape on him yet, but when you think Russell Wilson, what's the number one thing that comes to mind for you?
I know he's a playmaker. I mean, in the run game, he can pull it on his own read, and then the pass, he scrambles to throw it. So really, he's got to be able to stick on your man longer while rushing, and then got to affect him in the pocket. And then while he's fleshed out, stay on your man. So, I mean, he's been doing it well for a number of years now, so it's kind of our job to get him off his game a little bit.
They want to run the football. That's kind of the basis of what they want to do. And then Russ makes some plays off of play action. When you're a linebacker and you know a team wants to run it, much like this Ram team mm-hmm. wanted to, and you took that away, is that one of those games where you kind of get a little smile?
Yeah.
You know, hey, it's going to be a physical game. We're going to try to come stop Chris Carson.
I do like teams that like run the ball because, you know, see the ball handed off. Now it's just get 11 hats to the football. And I think we do a good job of that as a defense. You know, when the play, like, and if you stuff that, then it'll be more play action and stuff. So if you take their if it's a running team, you really take that away, their playbook becomes a lot more simple. So I think that's going to be our plan.
Yeah, the emphasis on, no question about it. Foye, appreciate your time, man. Thanks for doing this. These are tough. I know it's tough times. I know you guys get your chin up. But Foye Aluakin, our guest here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Player Spotlight. Up next, more Dukes and Bell right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.